Public hearing. I'm going to read. Oh, wait, we got to wait. We're good. Okay. We have two public hearings. The first one is, and that's the one you're here for. I mean, you're here to help us with that. But we're going to hold a public hearing today in the commission chambers to consider amending portions of the Sevier County Code, Chapter 152, Streets, Sidewalks, Public Places, Chapter 153, Subdivision, and the Design and the Construction Standards. And so this information has been with the clerk's office for anyone that's been interested. But McLean, will you walk us through just a little bit, then we'll open it up for any comments from the public. So,
yeah. So there's three sections of this we're talking about today. I thought we've done some public hearing at some point. Oh, it was on the Planning Commission level, I think,
right,
on this. So the Planning Commission's already held a public hearing on this. There's three sections that we're talking about today. One is the subdivision ordinance. The other is the design and construction standards that go along with that. And then the third is streets and public places, right? Which is
the street sidewalks.
Sidewalks and public places, which is the the updated road department ordinance, so they can have a little bit more enforcement on some of the things that's required by the county. So as we went through this, we worked with the attorney's office, with Casey's office. We worked with somebody at UAC as well. The attorney at UAC went through it. And we went through it with staff quite a bit, as well as us on the Johnsonville side. So we've ironed out a lot of details, a lot of issues that we found in the documents. We've got those all ironed out with Casey's office and the attorney at UAC. And we feel like we've come to a good place to where we can adopt it.
Yeah, the road department was involved, planning and zoning was involved, building department was involved. What triggered a lot of this was the legislative session in 2024.
Yeah, or was it 3 or 4?
I think it was 2024, 2025, yeah, where they mandated a number of updates to be done. And so we accomplished those. And then while we were in the ordinances, we took care of some other items that needed to be cleaned up. So it now is in compliance with state law.
The other part of it is the design and construction standards used to be held in the transportation plan, which was not where they should have been. We pulled them out of that and are making them a separate document now. So,
any questions from commissioners for McLean?
I don't have any.
I don't have any. As noted, we have two public hearings, so we're going to take care of this one first. So now's the public's time to give us your thoughts. That's what a public hearing's for, is we want to hear from the public on these issues and hear what how this ordinance would affect you. Is there anyone out there that wants to make a comment? We'd recognize you at this time on this particular issue.
I'd like to know what changes have been made. I'm not familiar with it, and he just went over, and you guys are probably familiar, but I don't know what we're talking about.
Okay.
I'd like to know, because it could affect me.
So there's a lot of changes, to be honest. There is a document was it the clerk's office?
Yep, we've had a document available in the clerk's office and the road department for a couple of weeks now. Be glad to let you look at that, of course. And so the commissioners probably won't be making any decisions today. They normally don't when they hold a public hearing. They take comment from the public. And if there's changes that need to be made or other additions need to be looked at, then between now and the next commission in which they consider it, you'll have time to go through and look at that in detail. But it's available. We can help you find it and get it. Usually a public hearing is not a time to go over the details of the document. It would take an hour.
Yeah, well, that's all right. I can get the information after the meeting, and I just wanted to make sure things.
But it's a good question.
Going through without me knowing what was happening at all.
It's been available for at least a couple of weeks.
Okay. We appreciate your question, and that's that's a right of your being a citizen in our county to know what's going on. So that, and that's that information can be found there in the clerk's office, and which is just in the hallway there. So, is anyone else wanting to make a comment on this particular issue here? If not, then I would close this public hearing on this issue. Let's go ahead, though.
I'd like to make a comment. Is it okay if I read it?
Is it on this issue here?
I believe so.
We have two public hearings.
Oh, it's not on the Class D roads.
The next one. That's the next one. That's so we'll have your. We want your comment, but we'll give you. We're going to close this public hearing. Then we're going to open a new one up.
Perfect.
And so we'll close this one.